It's 11:30, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Matthew Aleen with Monica Pett and Phoebe Ho. In weather, you can expect these April showers to continue throughout the day. The current temperature outside our studios is a mild 4 degrees. Now, here are our headlines. An overnight robbery downtown led to the standoff with Toronto police. In sports, the Leafs closed their home season with a loss against Ottawa last night. And in entertainment, Naomi Campbell was released on bail from another case of assault in the UK. Now for our top stories. A suspect was arrested after police witnessed the unidentified man robbing the Dominion's grocery store located at 735 College Street at knife point. After fleeing the scene, the man barricaded himself at 677 College Street near Beecher Street in the apartment building's entrance. Staff Sergeant Ralph Brooks reports that the man is now in hospital with minor injuries after a fight with six emergency task force officer. Investigators are now looking into whether the suspect is connected to other recent robberies in the neighborhood. A new path for the PATH. With the expansion of the GO Transit and the renovations planned for Union Station, Toronto planners are foreseeing a problem with the overload of pedestrian traffic on Front Street. A plan has been proposed in a report to the Works and Infrastructure Committee to create a new tunnel in the PATH system north from Union Station to the Financial District. The plan also includes widening the sidewalk on York Street, reducing car traffic to only two lanes in the northbound direction. The biggest problem the project faces is funding, but with GO Transit potentially pitching in a third of the costs, city planners hope to make up the rest with federal support. Public access issues have put PAPE Station front and center in the TTC's modernization plans. One of the city's oldest stations is moving into the 21st century with a raft of new features. Michael McKeeman reports.
The next station is PAPE Station.
According to TTC Chair Adam Giambroni, it looks more like a Tim Hortons than a subway stop, but not for much longer. PAPE Station is all set for a makeover. The TTC has made the East York Station its top priority on the list of sites slated for renovation. City officials think PAPE is showing wear and tear for more than 40 years without an upgrade. Accessibility is at the heart of the proposal. The plan calls for new elevators to the platform and a second exit on Lipton Street. Karen Campbell commutes downtown from the station every day.
The elevators are a good idea because there's so many stairs that it's a bit of a struggle for people going up and down them. If you ever have anything with you, like a suitcase, like if you're ever going to the airport or something like that, then it's a struggle. And I guess for mothers and older people, it's a struggle every day because they have to go at least down the stairs with their whatever stuff that they have with them. So the elevators would definitely be welcome.
New signs on the station will make it visible from Danforth Avenue. The TTC hope they will make the stop look less like a coffee shop. A new roof and public art are also part of the plans. They will take the total cost of the renovation to almost $21 million. Work is scheduled to start next year. The target for completion is 2 years from now, sometime in 2010.
Arriving at PAPE Station.
Michael McKiernan, Centennial College Radio News.
Thanks, Michael. Today marks the 40th anniversary of the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The historical civil rights activist famous for his speech, I Have a Dream, was assassinated on this date back in 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee, on the balcony of the Lorne Motel. King was unique because of his belief in the use of nonviolence in all of his protests for the rights of African Americans. Named one of Time magazine's most influential people of the 20th century, King's dream still lives on today through his four children and activists such as Jesse Jackson. King's hope was that he could create a world where his children are not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. King would have been 79. And that's the latest in news. Now here's Monica with the world of sports.
Thanks, Matt, and hi, everyone. The Leafs ended their home season with yet another disappointing loss last night. The Ottawa Senators clobbered the Leafs 8-2 at the Air Canada Centre. A gigantic body check from Mark Bell to Sens captain Daniel Alfredsson had pulses racing, though. The hit knocked Alfredsson's helmet right off, and it's unclear whether he'll even be able to play the beginning of the postseason. But one game shocker wasn't enough to make up for a long and disappointing run. The Leafs wrap up their season tomorrow night with an away game in Montreal. Even if they do win, though, they'll be finishing with only 85 points. That'll be the lowest the Leafs have finished with in 10 years. The Blue Jays lost to the New York Yankees by only one run last night. The game ended 3-2. Dustin McGowan gave the Jays a solid start with a 2-0 lead, but the Jays just couldn't pull it together. The team's designated hitter Frank Thomas had a rough night. Thomas took a run in the fourth, but was called out on a strike by umpire Bill Miller. After arguing with Miller on the call, Thomas was thrown out of the game. The Jays play their home opener tonight against the Boston Red Sox. The Raptors have yet to decide whether or not they'll protest the outcome of Wednesday night's game in Atlanta. The issue is over the game clock, which looks to have started a fraction of a second too early. It cost Toronto what could have been the game-winning points and a spot in the playoffs. In the end, they lost 127-120 in overtime. The Raptors are far from over, though. A win against the Charlotte Bobcats tonight can guarantee them a spot in the playoffs. The team has until today to submit a protest. The U of T's women's basketball team went into the Athletic Center Wednesday night looking to dispatch the winless RMC Paladins. The Blues, playing with without three of their starters due to injury, looked to their bench to pick up the slack. Matt McKay reports.
Toronto on the ball for most of the night as the Varsity Blues crushed the RMC Paladins at the Athletic Center 67-25. The win puts the Blues on top of their division, 2 points ahead of their rivals from York. Blues head coach Michelle Belanger was clearly impressed with her play. Players' performance.
I think they're working very hard, and I'm pleased with a lot of the progress, and I hope that we can get to be more communicative out on the court, and that would be our biggest weakness right now, is that we don't talk to each other enough while we're playing. And if we can get that piece going, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Co-captain Christine Cho led the Blues offense with 18 points. She said the game proved just how deep their bench is.
The team is pretty deep, and that's, like, this proves it, right? So, everyone contributed, and it was really good.
But starting next weekend, the league-leading Blues schedule gets a whole lot tougher. Four of their last six regular season games are against two teams right behind them in the standings, York and Laurentian. The Blues will first travel to York and Laurentian this weekend, followed by games at Ottawa and Carleton the following weekend. But first place will most likely be decided during the final weekend of the season in Toronto when York and Laurentian come to town. If the Blues manage to hang on to first, they will have dethroned their rivals from York, who have won the division the past 3 years. I'm Matt McKay, Centennial College Radio News.
And the Toronto FC have just signed a new player. The French player Laurent Robert signed on with the team Wednesday. He finished his first practice with the team last night and will fly down with the team tomorrow to play DC United. Robert's career has had both its ups and downs. He started with an impressive 22 goals in 5 years. But with only 2 goals in the last two, questions have been flying as to how he'll contribute to the FC. Coach John Carver says he's sure Robert will fit in well and become an asset to the team. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us, and Phoebe will have all the news and entertainment after this break.
Good evening. You're probably expecting me to say that my name is Count Dracula, and that I am a vampire. Do you know what makes a vampire? Do you really? It's not the hair. Bah! Greasy kid stuff. It's not the cape, made from your sister's satin bedsheets. No, it's the fangs that make a vampire. Now you can have the fangs. Dress up for parties. Frighten the trick-or-treaters on Halloween. These plastic marvels fit over your regular teeth, but once there, you'll be the hit of the party. Amaze and delight your ghoul friend. It is so much fun, I know. So, send for your fangs today. Send 298 to Fang Box 1001 Central City, Tennessee, or dial toll-free 800-DRA-COOL-YA. Order before midnight today. That's an order.
Welcome back and hello, everyone. Jodie Foster is changing her normal routine. Instead of playing her usual tough chick roles she's so well known for, Foster is now starring in a family-friendly film called Nim's Island. Gerard Butler and 11-year-old Abigail Breslin are co-starring in this film. Nim's Island is opening in theaters today. Naomi Campbell was released on bail for a suspected assault on a police officer at Heathrow Airport. According to witnesses on the plane, Campbell got into a dispute with an officer over her missing luggage. She is expected to report back to the police station in May. Jay-Z is in the middle of closing a $150 million deal with Live Nation. He announced his plans to leave Def Jam Records. If the deal goes through, Live Nation will be receiving a portion of everything Jay-Z makes in all his music-related businesses for the next 10 years. A talented Toronto musician is ready to start touring in the United States. He's joined a new band, he's finished a demo CD, and he's ready to hit the road. And as Denise Falzon reports, he's only 18.
Alexander James is a singer and a songwriter from Toronto. After starting as a solo artist, James and his backup band decided to team up and form The Times. Their demo is titled Rough Copies EP, and James is the producing and mixing himself.
That demo features two of the songs that I wrote when I was doing my solo stuff, and the guys did so much on that track, I decided, you know, it's a group effort. So now, maybe 2 weeks ago, I finished the demo. It's an EP, I guess. Call it Rough Copies EP, and there's five songs on it. So I'm happy with that right now.
After growing up in Scarborough and moving to East York, James said he really began to develop his distinct sound. He says he doesn't like to categorize the music he writes because he's influenced by many different genres, including hip-hop, industrial, and electronica. However, he says that rock is a style that captures the music sound best. At the same time, James likes to write ballads in order to experiment with the softer side of this genre. At the moment, James is still an unsigned musician. With the current state of the music industry, he says getting signed by a record label is tough.
It's difficult, but I mean, that's music, you know. There's not like you go to university or you go to college, you go take a course and just you become that.
Yeah.
Or with singing, it's you whatever the road, you know, you choose your path.
At this point, James isn't looking to just get signed. He says what is most important to him is making his music and sharing it with others. The Times are planning to do a tour in the United States in May.
The mini acoustic tour in the U.S. and we want to do some shows in Chicago, then go to Las Vegas, Los Angeles, where we do majority of our shows, St. Louis, and yeah, so those are the cities that we want to play in.
James said he doesn't care if they don't make any money from the tour. He just wants to play some shows and get some experience. Denise Falzon, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's all for entertainment. Now let's send it back to Matt for the wrap.
Thanks, Phoebe. That's all today for news. You can hear more coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here, thanks you for listening and have a great day.